Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Kid Dynamite!
That's right, Mr. Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live!
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am great. I am great. Long day, but I'm great. Stayed up late last night. You know, I'm on the East Coast. So I watched Team USA against Spain at 12:40 a.m. Eastern time. So I watched that, and Team USA looked good in the second half. Their defense, their pressure defense, none of these international teams can really deal with it. At least that's what I see. And then when they hit shots, which they did in the second half, you know, they roll. So they rolled over Spain, but Ricky Rubio looked like freaking, you know, looked like a Dame Lillard. I mean, he's a completely different player in international play, man. Crazy. But so did that, then got up.
I don't know why they play international basketball now in the NBA. He should be a star.
He was more aggressive. And he should play like that in the NBA. I get it. He's got a different role. He's the man in Spain. But he can score. At least he did. He looked like he could score last night. He was hitting threes. He's their leading scorer. He's averaging about 23 points a game for them. So, but anyway, watched that. Got up, co-hosted Undisputed, did Speak for Yourself. And now this. So it's been a long day, but it's been a fun day as long as you're talking sports. So no complaints. And, yeah, we got a great show next 3 hours. We got a lot of NBA free agency rounding in the shape. Only one really left is Kawhi, which we know he's going to be with the Clippers. So the Lakers have rounded out their roster for the most part. DeMar DeRozan is signed with Chicago, Rob. They're making some moves. And so we will get into all of this and then some over the next 3 hours. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Rick Bucher, FS1 NBA analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. The iCouple crew is in full effect. Yes, he's back. DJ Alex Teichert joining us.
He was back yesterday. What?
Chris, it feels like he was back yesterday, Rob. It feels like he's a guest.
I'm sorry. Did I miss something? Were you there yesterday for Magic City
Monday?
I was,
but I won't be here tomorrow.
All right. Look at you.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. They got me doing TV Thursday, Chris. What do you want me to do?
You won't be here tomorrow.
No.
Wow. Will you be here for Tyson's Tower of Trivia on Friday?
I will finally be here for one, yes.
All right. Good.
We got be here for producer. A good Tyson's Tower of Trivia.
That I can't promise, Rob.
Right. Okay. We'll see. We got super producer Rob G, who has been grinning from ear to ear with his the moves that his Lakers have made. And Ralph Irvin, who might be joining him in grinning from ear to ear on the updates. All right, Rob, let's start there.
Only because Ralph is as young as the rest of the Lakers. That's why he's grinning.
You ain't lying. I mean, them boys are old. All right? Them boys are old. Now, we all been wondering, how in the world are the Lakers going to surround their big three that doesn't fit together as it is, but how are they going to put these guys around them? So they go out. Last night, they make a splash. They sign Trevor Ariza, 36 years old, Wayne Ellington, 33, Kent Bazemore, 32, and Dwight Howard, 35.
Then soon to be 36.
Right, 36 in December, early December. Then they follow that up with Carmelo Anthony, who's 37. And then they go with the young boys. Kendrick Nunn, 26. Malik Monk, 23. And, you know, they signed their own. Of course, THT is back. Talen Horton Tucker, he's 20. So that is the Lakers squad around LeBron, who himself will be 37 in December. Anthony Davis, who is not old, but dude gets beat up, that's for sure. 28 years old. And then, of course, Russell Westbrook, who's 32. Rob, what do you think? You know, they went out, and this is what they're doing. They may still do a few more things. We'll see. But, you know, most of the names are gone. And so this is their squad, it looks like. What do you think?
Not feeling it at all. A couple things first. The Lakers, though, Chris, are in a win-win situation. You know that, right? Because even if they don't qualify for the NBA playoffs this season, they'll still qualify for Medicare. No? Alex, no? My God.
I was waiting.
Here's the sad thing. Here's the sad thing. Rob spent all day thinking that one up. Did you hear the vigor, the excitement with which he
did? See, the best part, I got a text right before he says, like,
here we go, Kawhi. Be quiet, Alex.
They're in a no-win situation. Listen to this.
All right, here's another
win-win situation.
All right, here we go. Chris, with the addition of Melo.
I see him. He's reading. He's reading. All right, y'all think I'm playing. All right, cool. Give him some music. No music.
All right, so... No music, Alex.
No music? All right.
No music. So with the addition of Melo, Chris, I don't know if you know, to the Lakers, they've changed their pregame meal for next season. That's right. You know, it now consists of sodium-free bacon, decaf coffee, and a chest x-ray. All right. That's better. And also, the Lakers are officially – they have a new sponsor. Do you know that? You know, like, they wear the sponsors on their jerseys. So now they're the L-A-A-A-R-P Lakers. So they're in there. And also, I heard, you know, these TV networks are looking for new shows. So now, you know, the Lakers getting together with some older guys. They now have they're casting for a new sitcom for CBS called The Purple and Golden Guys. You know, that's the new TV show. No?
I feel like Ed McMahon up here.
I know, right?
Hey, I hate to tell you this, Rob. I hate to tell you this.
What?
But my boy, he played basketball with me at Oberlin College. My roommate, when we were on the road, he was an honors economics major. Uh-huh. So my point is, he's not a comedian.
Right.
But I think he sent me a text that was funnier than anything you just said. He said, the Lakers are like the cast of the movie Uncle Drew.
Yes. Well, which is true.
I didn't see that. Did you see that?
Nah, I knew that was a bomb.
I wanted to, but I never just, I felt like, because here's the thing. When I saw the little 5 to 10 minute blurbs on the internet when they first came out, right? And Uncle Drew was unleashed on the world. It was funny. It was great. And so I thought, wow, the movie will be good, but I just never had the desire to go see it. So right. I haven't seen it.
But it's hard for those movies. Whenever you take something that was 30 seconds or a minute, you know, and try to turn it, or a skit, 3 minute skit, and you try to turn it into a full length motion picture, it usually bombs because it's not sustainable. You know what I mean?
Like
it's a funny skit, but it ain't funny enough to make a whole movie off of. But anyway, I'm just saying, I'm out on the Lakers. And yes, they got a cast of people, guys who are very talented and have done a lot in their careers, but just too many things. There's too many pieces, parts, too many old guys to stay healthy, too many things that need to work together in order to make a run. And even if everything works together, I still don't believe they're better than Brooklyn with those three guys healthy. And ultimately, it's about winning a championship, right? So I don't believe that they're better than the Brooklyn Nets, even with what they put together. I don't believe they'll be at the finish line, Chris, healthy enough, have everything working the way that they want it. That's why I was out on the Lakers. You know I picked the Suns in the first round against the Lakers because I said too many things have to go right, including guys staying healthy. That's why I didn't pick the Lakers, and I'm not picking them here. I don't think that this is a team that can win a championship.
They're a bit reminiscent, Rob, a bit, of the 2004 Lakers, 2003, 2004 Lakers. You remember when Karl Malone, an old Karl Malone, and an aging Gary Payton went to the Lakers to join Shaq and Kobe. Remember that?
They had potentially four Hall of Famers on the same squad.
Right. And,
who was the fifth starter? Do you remember? Devin George.
Was it Devin George? Okay.
Yeah. Right, because he was like the fifth Beatle. You know what I mean? They were trying to figure out who the other guy was.
Yep. And you know, they had their, to your point, they had their struggles in the regular season. You know, but I mean, they still obviously won games, but Gary Payton was never happy in the triangle offense, which really wasn't built for a great point guard. At least it's never been run that way. And so he didn't really like it and fit in. And, you know, he was an all-star or had put up all-star numbers the year before. And then that's when his numbers began to go down and his career was never the same. Karl Malone, to your point, Rob, was injured to some degree in the playoffs. And, you know, guys who were used to being stars and the focal point of their team had to adjust. And it was a tough adjustment. They ended up finding their stride in the Western Conference playoffs and beat San Antonio, but then lost to the Detroit Pistons in the finals. And so ultimately, they didn't get it done. This is somewhat reminiscent of that squad. And I'm with you in that so much has to go right. You still don't know how it's going to fit. You know, what's the starting five going to be? I think Melo's coming off the bench, clearly. They did get some shooting. It's not great shooting. I know people look at, oh, so-and-so. Malik Monk shot 40% from three last year. Yeah, but he's a 34% career three-point shooter. He's shot like 20-something percent the year before. So he has he improved that much, you know, going forward?
Or was he anomaly? You know what I mean, Chris?
Right. Because they had several 40% three-point shooters last year on the Lakers team, but they just weren't that great of a shooting team. But, you know, I'm not going to poo-poo. I mean, Wayne Ellington's a pretty good shooter. Kendrick Nunn, I like that pickup. That's one of the younger guys, 26 years old. He played well in Miami, 38% from three. So they, I think, considering all things considered, Rob, they filled out the roster pretty well, you know, considering they really didn't have any money. Here's what I say. I agree with you. I think Brooklyn's still the favorite to win it all.
Right, if they're healthy. If all three of them are healthy.
If everybody stays, like if all the teams stay healthy, I think you got Brooklyn as the favorite overall. Here's what I say about the West. If I had to pick the Lakers or the field, I would go with the field. But if I have to name one team that should be the favorite, I think just based on sheer talent, I would go with the Lakers. Just as the favorite in the West, not in the league. But they got a lot of talent. Again, I don't know how they're going to put it together. It's really going to be interesting. But there is a whole bunch of talent there. Defensively, they've lost something, right? Now you got Bazemore, maybe they can get some of these dudes who aren't typically defenders to dig in. Ariza is a defender. But they're going to give up something there. For the most part, they don't have guys that want to run with Westbrook when he's playing fast. So they've got a lot of adjustments and just things to work out, as you said. But on talent alone, this helps them. There really is no world beater in the West. I said it, yes, I've been saying it. I think the Clippers are going to be down because Kawhi's not there. I think that Phoenix and Golden State and Denver and Utah are going to be good. Dallas, you can throw in there. They're going to be good. But are they scaring you? Do they have more talent than the Lakers? No. So if LeBron can bring this thing together, then I think they'd be the favorite in the West.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think one of those other teams will
do you have a favorite, though?
Yeah, I got the Clippers. I think Kawhi
Without
will
Kawhi?
Be.
Without Kawhi?
Well, he's out the whole year? I thought he's coming back.
I think he's going. It's 9 to 12 months. So 12 months would be the year. His injury is 9 to 12 months. I just think you're right. I mean, if he's coming back, we'll see. I still wouldn't favorite him. With him coming back in May, April, or something.
I still like them if he comes back. I just got to wait to see you know, what else is happening to that point in the rest of their team. But I'm just saying, you know, you can look at I don't think the Suns are making some second run to the NBA Finals. I just think the road is there. Biggest problem is they're just older, and the chances of them being healthy at the end is the problem. Last year, after they won the championship in 2020, everybody said they won the post the off season and that they got better, and it didn't pan out. I don't see this group and the ages of these guys being able to come together. I don't.
I tell you what, Frank Vogel and that coaching staff have their work cut out for him, Rob. That's for darn sure. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Should the Lakers be viewed as the favorites to win the Western Conference next season? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Should the Lakers be the favorites in the West, or maybe you think in the entire league? What say you? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
All right, let's kick it off with Tim in Ontario, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Odd Couple. What's up, Rob? I appreciate your jokes, man.
Man, thank you.
I'm trying to.
Tim, I'm working hard for your entertainment dollar. Thank you, Tim.
Because it's only a handful of y'all out there, so I'm glad you called in and said that.
Listen, man, you inspired me to give you some, like, old Laker jokes, if you don't mind.
Let me hear it. Let's go.
You know who's really happy about this?
Who?
All the old senior citizen retirement homes get to sponsor the Laker games now.
Nice.
Also, think about this one. The only team they're going to beat in the West, the only team they're going to beat is the teams that try to get the early bird special at Denny. This ain't going to work.
That's good. Wait a minute. Where's Craig Melvin?
No, you make Rob sound hilarious.
Hey, Tim, I love it. Any more? You good?
No, please. No, honestly, they should try to get their games shown at Price's Right time, because a lot of people got to tune in. All the old
Very
ones.
Nice. Yes, they're home. They're sick. They're shut in. They can't get out. No doubt. Tim,
they old. They old as dirt. That's for
Thanks,
sure.
Tim. Hey, appreciate your attempt at humor. I love it. You know,
listen
like,
to that. That was a subtle diss, Tim. In
no,
case
it
you
wasn't.
Didn't know. Your attempt. He didn't say we appreciate your humor. He said we appreciate your attempt,
Tim,
at humor.
And what I say it is because you went out on the limb, and it's not hard. It's not easy telling jokes. Trust me. All right, Carl in Mobile, Alabama.
Trust him.
You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Carl?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, yeah, when you went through that list of free agents, I said the Lakers went from load management to managed care.
But, wow. That's a good one.
Very
That's
nice.
A good one. Yes. Very good.
But,
Rob will be stealing that just in case.
Yes.
You know.
I want you to know. Yes.
So I think they're gonna be favored because they got so many veterans. They're gonna get a lot of calls, close calls. So yeah, I think they got the chance to win it.
Win the whole thing. So you favor them in the West, give them a shot in the whole thing. Well, it's gonna be interesting. I mean, we're talking about their health, which certainly will be a question. And Rob, even though Brooklyn's not as old, it's a question with them too. Not as much of a question.
Kyrie is
injury prone.
I think the exact opposite. I think of what happened last year. I think there's a good chance the odds of the young guys like that getting hurt again at that volume and that many guys, I just can't see it. I think that, like,
I don't think Harden's an Iron Man. Typically,
he's been an Iron Man,
so I think he'll be fine.
Durant looks great. Like,
my
he's
only
all
question
the way
is
back.
Kyrie. Right. Kyrie, because Kyrie is injury prone.
But they lost two of their three guys. You know what I mean?
No, right. I think Harden and Durant will be healthy for sure.
Okay. GW in Cincinnati for his predictable take. Let's hear this. You're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio.
The only thing predictable, Rob, is that you're going to be a hater, and that's why I named you the Hubboat. How you doing, Chris, brother? How you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Chris, I absolutely love the pieces that they were able to fill in. We talked about this the day that they got Westbrook. And I saw you this morning with LeVar Arrington. You talked about that extra motivation that Westbrook now has that he's been dished by Kawhi. All that's going to lead until what's going on happening this next season. I love the addition of Nunn. I had no idea that they were even in contention with Kendrick Nunn. Because if you remember, he was the only one that acted like he wasn't scared when Miami got in a little rough, against the Lakers. So LeBron had to notice that. I like Monk. I like to pick up a Monk. I like the
who
fact
don't
that they
you like?
The
you like everybody.
Back.
Who don't you like? You like everything they did? GW, you sound ridiculous. Oh, I like Monk. I like what you call it. I like every guy they picked up. I can't believe he was available. I can't believe the Lakers got everybody they wanted. They went through their shopping list and got everybody. Oh, my God. Monk was available. Monk, that show got canceled.
What are you talking about? Rob,
come on, man. He likes every move,
but
Chris, every move.
But I will say, he didn't mention every move, but Nunn and Monk are pretty good pickups. I especially like Nunn. I'm not hating on him for those. Those are good pickups. He just shouted down GW. Just no hospitality whatsoever. GW, feel free to call anytime.
No, you call when I'm on vacation and just Chris is here. That's the new Rob G, when you're answering the phone. GW is Chris only.
Cincinnati in the
right?
house.
Is Chris only
Cincinnati
for now
in
on.
The house.
All right? When Chris is here, he can call all he wants.
Rob, speaking of Cincinnati, did you know Rick Bucher's from Cincinnati?
I did not know that. Is that really?
Yeah,
I would have sworn he was a California dude. You know what I mean?
You're right. I agree. But I know he went to high school there, and I'm pretty sure he's from there. But he joins us next, FS1 NBA analyst. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Why are you so hard on GW, man?
I can't take it. That's all.
He's excited. He can't be excited about his team. Malik Monk's a pretty nice little player. Kendrick Nunn's a nice player.
I'm not ripping them that everything's great. Last year, every move's great. Oh, yeah, they're going to win. Like it killed me. LeBron's played for almost 20 years, won 4 championships, but he was going to win every year. I find that to be like, I get it. You're a fan and you believe it. But really, like, if the Nets are healthy, the Lakers going to win a championship, Chris? Seriously. I think it's comical.
Well, we got Rick Bucher. I feel like I just saw you, man. We did Speak for Yourself to get together today. So welcome to the Odd Couple. Good
What's
to have
happening,
you on,
Rick?
My man.
Rick,
thank you.
You're from Cincinnati?
Rob,
yeah, I was telling you, you're from Cincinnati, right?
I'm from the Natty, yes, sir.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
I was telling
Rob,
the Natty.
Right. He thought
Very
you
nice.
Were definitely one of these surfer types.
I said you're
from
a California
LA,
dude
Southern California.
To me.
Yeah, you know, everybody makes that mistake, and I don't know if it's an insult or a compliment, but I'll roll with it. You know, I got a little bit of a chameleon ability about me, so I can do that. By the way, Rob, when you were talking about the people who expect that LeBron was going to win the championship every year for 20 years, were you talking about Bruce Hart, or was there somebody else?
Hey, I did not pick them this year.
You know,
we finally have an end to it.
Thank you. Hey, Rick, what I got to deal with every year.
And I beat the Clippers the year before.
Every year. Unbelievable.
I beat the Clippers 2 years ago.
You know
ago.
What I'm saying, so Rick. It's like the fans, no matter what moves they make, it's great. Oh, wow, none was available. Oh, I can't believe they got Dwight Howard back. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, look, I mean, in truth, LeBron has done a great job of being able to take whatever like bag of parts you hand him and make it a competitive team. He has done that time and time again. It's just the distinction between teams that he makes competitive and teams that he's able to lead to a championship. Right. And I always feel like we undervalue just how special a team has to be and how much collective experience they have. And I know everybody keeps referencing back to the bubble and how the Lakers put this team together and they went all the way. And just the more I look back at that, and then I look forward to what the Bucks did and what Toronto did beforehand. Yeah, we've got certain players that are moving around, but the Toronto Raptors had a nucleus and a chemistry already built, and then they just plugged Kawhi Leonard into it. The Milwaukee Bucks already had collective experience, pain, and suffering in the playoffs, and then they plugged Drew Holiday into it and a P.J. Tucker. But they had already that requisite collective experience along with the necessary talent. And so I just look at what the Lakers did in the bubble and the 4 months off that they benefited from as much or more than anybody else. And this idea that you can just try to slap together a team and LeBron's going to take them to another title in L.A., you know what it is? It's the fascination and the fanaticism about LeBron and his abilities added to the fanaticism of what the Lakers' supposed just like birthmark is supposed to be, what they are destined to do every year. And you bring those two together and you get these wild-eyed, unrealistic expectations when if you just look at what is on the paper, you're looking at it and going, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Chris said something today on the show about being intrigued. And now that they've added Malik Monk and Kendrick Nunn, I am genuinely, I'm fascinated. It's like a chemistry experiment. I don't know what is going to be, but I want to see it. I don't think it's going to work, but I want to see it.
Here's what I said on our first segment, Rick. I said, if you gave me the Lakers or the field in the West, mm-hmm. I would go with the field. But if I had to name one team as the favorite, I would say the Lakers just because nobody out there scares me. Where are you at on those two things?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I would do the same. I would take the field. I think I would, but it would be hard for me to pick the Lakers or any particular team. And it would be hard for me to pick the Lakers just because I just don't see them getting to the finish line. Like, who's going to be left standing when they get to April and May and ready to go? Are you going to put guys in bubble wrap and save them for the end? Well, then you really haven't had the ability to develop the chemistry that you need. And these are disparate pieces enough that you have to do that. And the other part is, okay, so what are we asking of LeBron James as a playmaker? And if we're saying he's going to share that responsibility with Russ Westbrook, then can Russ – I mean, I remember Corey Brewer. One of the reasons they got him in OKC, and he – I think he played with him a couple times. And Corey was like, you have to know how fast Russ is going to play. And you play off of – his speed when you're running the floor. And you just have to be ready because you don't know what he's going to do and when he's going to do it. And Corey was acclimated to that. But I don't know that Trevor Ariza's acclimated to that. Carmelo Anthony certainly never got acclimated to it in OKC. And so I just go down the line and I'm thinking, how are these guys, unless you're going to just ride LeBron James as the playmaker, And I don't know that that's good for him at age 37, that he's going to be able to do that. Then you're asking Russ to run the show, and I just don't see the aged pieces on this team being able to play at the tempo that Russ plays best.
And I already know what the excuse will be, that somebody will be hurt, and that, you know, well, nobody knew that these four or five guys were going to be hurt. That will be the excuse on why LeBron doesn't win, because guys got hurt. But this is a disaster on paper, Rick, for me. Let me ask you this as we move away from
Rob,
the Lakers.
But, Rob, you were saying that the Brooklyn Nets, you expect the Brooklyn Nets to win it all.
I expect them. I don't expect that another year that two of those three stars will be injured at the same time in a series. Why not? I think that the odds, the chances of that again 2 years in a row, I don't believe it.
Well,
Harden doesn't get hurt, and KD looks great to me. Like
Kyrie's a question mark, but I think KD and Harden will be healthy.
Right.
I think it just depends on where Harden is. Harden committed once again to being in the shape that he needs to be in, and because it seems like he just turns around. He walks by a cheeseburger and he picks up 15 pounds.
Right. That sounds like me.
Right? Yeah.
It sounds
like all of us at our age, right? I mean,
you know, it's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous,
changed.
Rick. It's ridiculous. Right after you eat it, I got to undo my belt. Like what happened?
No doubt.
But here's the thing. Like, I would like, you know, I mean, Harden's reputation is he's pretty much of an Iron Man. He shows up and he plays. I need him to have the same commitment when it was, James, we're going to make you an MVP. Because let's face it, he wanted to win MVP. He got motivated like he's never been before. Is he still motivated to go that extra mile? Because to your point, like, I just figure Kyrie is going to miss time for some reason. Like, he's got to, you know, he's named the ambassador to Ireland, or something's gonna happen. He's gonna, like, someone's gonna insult his you know, his wardrobe, and he's gonna have to take 2 weeks off
great,
to recover.
But other than the injury, he played great.
The sabbatical.
What was he, 50?
The 3 weeks.
What was he, 50, 40,
50,
and
40,
90?
He was a 50,
you remember
40,
that,
90,
Rick?
Yeah.
He played great last year. That probably his best.
Yeah, but it's. But it's, I mean, that's kind of fool's gold. You could take some. Kendrick Nunn played great the first 3 weeks of his rookie year. I mean, that's not the hallmark. Again, this goes
so who
to
do
when
you
we're
like
talking
in the
about
East?
Winning championships.
Who do you like in the East, Rick? Milwaukee?
I like
again?
Milwaukee to repeat.
Mm.
I think
that's
getting
thing.
Bobby
that's
Porter
hard to believe.
Back for 2 years, $9 million. I mean, I think that's a great pickup. I think that Giannis is only going to get better. He's only going to get smarter.
Yeah, but how many breaks are they going to have, Rick? I mean, they got breaks too. Trey Young got hurt during it. The Nets had two injuries. Kevin Durant, if he wore 14 instead of a 19, they would have got knocked out. I mean, there's a lot of things I look at. And I'm not – Milwaukee was able to withstand it, and they won. I'm not taking anything away from them. But they weren't that convincing, like they're going to win again to me.
No, they weren't convincing along the way, but they were convincing at the end. And I'm not going to ignore the fact that they lost – Dante DiVincenzo at the very beginning of the playoff run. They had to play without their best player and close out the Atlanta Hawks. And granted, the Hawks had Trae Young who was injured too. But I resist reject this idea that the Milwaukee Bucks just kind of lucked into a championship.
I didn't say that didn't come out of my mouth.
You're saying they got breaks. You're saying they got breaks.
No, the Suns were fugazi. The Suns were fugazi throughout the whole thing. They got all the breaks. That's why they were in the finals.
Okay.
Rick, in 30 seconds, 30 seconds, what do you think about Miami's? Like, I think Miami's moves make them the third best team right now in the East behind Brooklyn and Milwaukee. What do you think about their moves and where do they put them?
Yeah, I think it puts them in the running to have first-round home court advantage. I think it puts them in the top four. I agree with you. I think Milwaukee and Brooklyn are still better. Does it make them decidedly better than Atlanta? I don't know. And I still need to see what Philly is when all the dust settles. So I think they're in the mix, but it doesn't, like, put them at the top of the East by any stretch.
All right, that's Cincinnati's own Rick Bucher.
That's right. Cincinnati's own. I had Montgomery in ribs when I was there.
Oh, brother, don't do that to me.
We know you were basking in that SoCal image. So we're sorry we burst that bubble.
I just put 10 pounds on just hearing ribs. Oh, now I got to go get some kale.
You know it. I do have kale. That's right. Go, Alex will love it. Save some for Alex.
Yeah, thank you, Rick.
Some kale and tumbleweed. That's what Alex eats.
All right, Rick. Peace, brother.
Later, fellas.
Yep. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You are tuned into the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Rob, let's go quickly to college sports. And we both like the name, image, likeness rules that really are enabling these athletes to cash in. This kid we talked about, this quarterback, Quinn Ewers, if that's how you say it, top-ranked quarterback in high school, who we talked about a few days ago, is foregoing. He's made his decision to forego his senior year of high school and enroll early at Ohio State, Rob. Rob, the talk is that he's going to make about $1 million from name, image, likeness. So good for him. He should be a senior in high school, and he's going to get $1 million. So this kid is definitely one who is going to capitalize.
It's called America. You know, like, what's her name? Kim Kardashian. She did a video, and she's filthy rich now, right? Whether you agree or disagree or whatever, it's if you're marketable, if you could put yourself out there, Chris, and people are willing to pay money or whatever it is, or follow you on Instagram and advertisers think it's worth it. You know, it's a crapshoot.
Capitalism.
Right, that's what it is. It's all capitalism.
You can capitalize. Yep.
I'm all in on capitalism. I get it. I'm not mad at anybody. For every big story, Chris, of somebody making $1 million, there's a lot of people not making any money on their likeness and they're more so. Right. Not making a dime. So we get it.
This kid's going to Ohio State, and Ohio State has announced that their student athletes will be able to opt in and use their name, image, and likeness in conjunction with Ohio State's trademarks and logos. So, you know, if the school or a store or whatever is selling a jersey for Ohio State with your name on the back, then you get to, you know, make money off of that, which is great and which is fair. What I say, Rob, is they need to standardize this. I don't believe you should have some schools that offer that, others that don't. I think it needs to be standardized rules. If these schools are going to compete against one another, then they should play by the same rules. I think in sports that's critical. We don't have boxers who one is boxing by one set of rules and another is boxing by another, track and field, so on and so forth. If you're competing in the sport, I think there has to be the same rules. Ohio State, if they're offering this and Northwestern isn't or Michigan isn't or whatever, they're at a huge disadvantage. There's already an advantage for Ohio State to recruit because of their tradition, but I don't think you should set up other advantages that don't have to be there. Tradition, all that, that's just unavoidable, and that's fine. But rules can be put in place where everybody's playing by the same rules.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm okay with everybody interpreting the rules. There are no ground rules. You set this is a new frontier. When you go out to, when people started going out west, you know, like they just decided to do this, do that, put a town up, you know, not put a town up. I just think it's a new frontier and you got to experiment and see what works, Chris. they might realize that that's not the right thing and change it. Or some other schools might say, you know what? Ohio State was a trendsetter, and this makes sense for us to do what they did. So I'm okay with it. Like, we're trying to feel it out. It's not perfect. Nobody has the rules. It's taken a long time just to get here. Let's see what works. Let's see what doesn't work, and then act accordingly. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think some schools are going to have to, if they want to compete, they're going to have to adopt the same things that an Ohio State or other schools are to try to compete with them to get the kids. But like I said, in sports, I think it's different because it's a game and it's competition and everybody should be playing by the same rules. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked.